Good morning, everybody. Brian Cerny here, your humble host. Glad you've joined us for this 2 hours of fun and excitement. We've got Jack Rudlow with Gulf Specimen Marine Lab with us. Deborah Herman will be talking about Ollie. Hannah Keating will be with us with events in a minute. And another edition of Women to Watch with Heather Thomas. So you stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done. Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Protect your homes, family, and businesses with security and storm protection window film from Truck and Car Concepts.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty. We have over 18 years experience in protecting against Mother Nature. Our security film is resistant to strong winds and broken glass. It also provides an invisible barrier to smash and grab thieves and intruders.
Protect your family with the best from Truck and Car Concepts. One block east of Weems Road on Mahan Drive. Call 656-8800. Mention this ad and save 10% off your purchase.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. So here we are on this lovely Saturday. Partly cloudy day, but not a bad day, right? We've had our rain earlier in the week, and now we can be out there taking in all that is at our disposal. We've got Jack Rudlow with us here in the show. You don't want to miss out on that. Gulf Specimen Marine Lab is a great place to be on a weekend like this. And so make sure that you listen in to hear what's going on with Jack and the Gulf Specimen Marine Lab. By the way, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tommy T's over there in Midtown on Thomasville Road. What a great spot. John and Steve does such a fantastic job taking care of their customers. You don't want to miss out on this either. Doesn't matter if you need an oil change or you got a weird noise, whatever going on with your car. You drive in, you get the best service you can find anywhere when it comes to any kind of oil change or brakes or shocks. I mean, you name it. I just had them working on my AC one time, and they got it working, and it's still working. And I don't have a late model vehicle, so I appreciate the fact that they keep me on the road. Tommy T's there in Midtown. Stop in and mention that you heard them on our show, and guess what? I'm going to buy you lunch. That's right. So if you get your oil change. They got a complete package of services, by the way, with that oil change. It's under $23 plus parts is the way it works. But, man, you get it done, and you mentioned Tallahassee Talks, and they will give you a gift card good for lunch at either Canopy Road Cafe or Up in Smoke Restaurant, a couple of my favorites. So that's it. That's how it works. Tommy T's in Midtown. Tell them I sent you. We've got some interesting news through the week here. Let's see what's been going on. Incidentally, this is kind of a good story here. The Big Bend Homeless Coalition has made this effort. Advocates for Veteran Housing Program. And since December, they've had 80 homeless veterans moved into homes of their own through this particular program. Again, Advocates for Veteran Housing Program. We've got them up ahead in I think here in another week or two we're going to have the folks from Big Bend Homeless Coalition with us, and they can tell us more about that. So that's a very good piece of news. We had some sadness in the week, of course. Casey Powell, the young lad who was fighting cancer, succumbed, and we are certainly expressing our condolences then to the family and all the friends of Casey. Sad to lose that little guy, but he certainly put up a good fight, and that was earlier in the week. So then you've got folks over there on Crump Road, Miccosukee and Crump, that intersection. They're very concerned about the idea of putting a gas station on that corner. So that's been kind of up in the discussion, and they've got they had this meeting earlier in the week, I guess Thursday, where they were meeting with public officials there to talk about this proposed plan, and we'll have to follow that story to see how things work out for them. Another great source for you, by the way, of information, this online magazine, Thursday Review. We really like this thing. If you've not done this, Thursday Review is a compilation of politics and economics and business news and lifestyle, art, entertainment, media, all kinds of neat stuff. Great publication. So you need to check it out. Thursday Review is online. And so I want to give a shout out there to Alan Clanton and his crew that make that happen. Really a good publication. Thursday Review is something that I've made it part of my daily reading now. So great editorials, great news information. Let's see what else we got going on around. Well, in fact, you know, we have this thing called Women Who Mean Business that's coming up. Women Who Mean Business is the first ever awards being presented by Tallahassee Woman Magazine. It comes up at the end of April, April 30th. And do you not know about this? This is a great idea. You can go to their website, and when you do, you can nominate that woman that you feel deserves to be awarded. And all you have to do is go to TalWomanMag is the address, talwomanmag.com, and you can nominate someone who would be a recipient of this fine award. The first ever. It's going to be held April 30th at the Women's Club there in the Midtown area. Speaking of Tallahassee Women Magazine, came across this neat little article, Keep Harmony in Your Home During Your Next Home Improvement Project. Have you come across this? This is good advice. For those of us who fancy ourselves as DIYers, do-it-yourselfers who want to improve things around the house and the homestead and such, this is the one where I fall down. Understand your individual capabilities. That's one that I've never really quite grasped, and I can tell you that I think of a recent episode when one of my sons was advising me carefully not to cut down the tree that was close to the house, and with good reason. So you'll be proud of me. I decided to consult a professional. In fact, we had our good friend Joe Wade come out, who knows what he's doing, and take that tree down. So one of the pieces of advice here, keep harmony in your home. Don't cut down a tree that lands on your home. You can get that kind of information out of this great little publication. Tallahassee Woman Magazine is available now. Their latest edition is out there. You can pick them up at Publix. They're actually free of charge. Now, that's kind of a neat thing. Kim Rozier and her crew keep that rolling. And our very own Heather Thomas, who's going to be with us, by the way, here momentarily. Heather's got another woman to watch. Actually, it's part two of the interview she's doing with Marcia Dahl. And so we want to make sure you stay tuned for that. We've got coming up Events in a Minute with Hannah Keating. That'll keep you up to date on some of the happenings around town. Hannah does a fine job for us there. And can I also give a little shout out to a guy named Jeff Davis, Precision Sharpening and Key Shop. So my little key fob stopped working, went in to see Jeff, had that thing working inside of about 30 seconds. And now my little key clicker thing for my Sebring works. Thank you, Jeff. You're a sport and a fine business owner. Precision Sharpening and Key Shop. Giving a shout out to those guys over there today. Make sure that you tell them I said howdy if Jeff isn't listening at the moment. So we've got Hannah Keating coming up. This segment of the show brought to you by TallyConnection.com. Hannah?
Thank you, Brian. The Skybox Sports Bar and Grill will begin hosting an acoustic open mic beginning this Sunday, March 9th. The open mic will begin at 3 p.m. and go to 6 p.m. What better way to enjoy family fun than to witness the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters on the basketball court? Be sure to come out to the Donald L. Tucker Civic Center on March 11th at 7 p.m. for the show. Tickets begin at $30, depending on your seat location. This Thursday, Lake Ella will be hosting Food Truck Thursday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. There will be music and food available for purchase from the food trucks. The Hot Tamales will be playing from 6:30 to 8:30 for your entertainment. This Friday, Joel Osteen will be hosting A Night of Hope at the Donald L. Tucker Civic Center. The show begins at 7:30, while the doors open at 6 p.m. Tickets are only $18. For general information regarding these events, be sure to check out the community page on the Tallahassee Talks website. With your Events in a Minute, I'm Hannah Keating.
Thank you, Hannah. Events in a Minute brought to you by Tally Connection, which is a free community resource website brought to you by the FSU Credit Union. Be sure to go there for all the local events and community blog. You stay with us.
Witten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Witten Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Witten's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Witten is known for taking care of business. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781. Finally, the right face for radio. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Good morning. Welcome to another edition of Women to Watch. I'm Heather Thomas, editor of Tallahassee Woman Magazine. I'm here with Marcia Dahl Falkenberry, who is the owner of Marcia Dahl Modeling Promotions, Inc., and she's been a local business owner for over 30 years. This is actually our second segment with Marcia. We just had so much to talk about the first time around.
Yes, we did, didn't we, Heather?
It's not hard. Put two women in a room, and what are we going to do? We're going to talk.
Oh, yes.
It's only a matter of cutting us off. But before that part comes into play, we'd like to talk with Marcia a little bit more. So welcome, Marcia.
Thank you, Heather. It's a pleasure to be here.
We talked a little bit about your roots as far as becoming a business owner. Can you tell us about your early days growing up in Perry, Florida?
Perry, Florida. Heather, I'm a big city girl. Yes, I was born in Perry. My grandfather actually came from Lithuania, and he came into New York City, made his way down the coast, and there was a retail store for sale in Savannah. Then he ended up in Perry, Florida. So since 1923, we've had a clothing store in Perry, Florida. And my grandfather was Jewish. So we were the only Jewish kids in school in Perry, Florida. And it was really kind of funny how there was no prejudice whatsoever, because most people just didn't even realize, they didn't understand. But my grandfather had a real thick Russian accent. He was quite the entrepreneur, obviously. We're still in business 89 years later. And I'm the sole survivor of the business. My husband runs it. He's down there about 4 or 5 days a week. My father passed away a couple years ago at 87, but my grandfather opened the store when my father was 6 months old. So I've been raised in retail my entire life.
Did you think that gave you a good model for business success?
Absolutely. Absolutely. My mother took me to Atlanta when I was 14 years old to be a buyer for our clothing store, because who knew better what juniors wore than a junior, someone that was tall and skinny and, was 14 years old. So I started going with my mom, and she really just let me go in every direction. She gave me a budget and said, this is what we're spending in the junior department for the season. So go spend the money. It was awesome. And then one day someone saw me, one of the manufacturers that were in the showroom at the Mart in Atlanta, and asked me, could I model for him? Because his model had not shown up. And I'm like, girl from Perry, are you serious? Of course I will.
How old are you?
I was 14. And so I tried on the clothes. Everything fit perfectly. And they hired me. And it was great money back then. I mean,
so
it was
really...
you've
been working since you were 14.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what got it started.
That's right.
So it was quite exciting to do that. But I was raised in retail and in business. My family, I mean, they did something right to be in business 89 years. I can remember people calling my father at 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning and saying, I don't have shoes for church. Can you please open the store and get me some shoes? And my father did. And so did my grandfather. They did... Like I said, going beyond
that. How do you model that in your business? How do you model that now?
I do whatever it takes to get the job done. And, you know, it's not always about the money. I have been very successful. But what made me successful is I went beyond what was asked of me. And it was pride. It wasn't the dollar signs necessarily. It was pride. And even today, when a client calls me in Tallahassee and they're asking, you know, for four Asian men in their 60s to be models for, you know, I go hang out in Lucy Ho's parking lot at lunch, you know. I do whatever it takes. Although I'm not getting paid very much money, I do it because I told you I would do it. It's my pride. I have a company. This is something you want. You got it. And I saw that my entire life growing up with my parents and my grandparents doing whatever it took.
In an interview that we had maybe a few years ago, we had a discussion about charisma, and you had a definition for it. So let's talk about charisma a little bit, because I found that very interesting. And then, can you be successful without charisma?
Well, if you're a librarian, or you work in an office in a cubicle all day, sure. There are a lot of different types of businesses that you can get into that you're not in the public. But I will say this, and I teach this in my seminars, is energy. I mean, some people naturally have good energy, but it is something you can work on, and that comes with confidence. And if you have confidence, you smile a lot. And you have some class. And that class word, when I say that, it's being polite, having good manners. If you tell someone you're going to be there at a certain time, you're there at a certain time. You're not negative. You don't talk derogatory about other people. Keep everything positive. Surround yourself with positive people. Do the right thing. Give of yourself. Charisma comes, you know, I'm from the South. My mother was such a beautiful, beautiful Southern lady. And that, I think about her all the time. I can't even tell you how many times a day I think of my mother. When people look at me and I can see that they just see my smile, it was my mother's smile that I have, I think this got me a long way. And I think of all the opportunities that have happened by accident, and some that were created by me, but in New York City, oh my God, they love my southernness. They love my energy. They eat it up, and I'm not intimidated by them at all, and they love that. And that has opened so many doors for me, Heather. I can't begin to tell you that, you know, you walk in a place, you don't just sit there and eat and stare at the wall. You know, interact with people. Make conversation with people. It's never going to happen if you're just in your world and you have no charisma and no personality, no energy. It's huge.
Find what's unique for you.
And you do. You do.
Basically, use that as part of your formula for success. And so there you go. No sense in you trying to figure life out. Marcia Dahl and Heather Thomas have done it all for you.
We have done it all, yes, absolutely.
Yes. I love how I can solve everyone else's problems except for my own.
Well, that's the way it always
is.
Isn't
it?
Yes.
So be sure to join us next week for our next woman in business guest. We just appreciate any support that you can give us for our upcoming Women Who Mean Business Awards. For more information about that, visit talwoman.com or give us a call, 893-9624 or visit our Facebook page. For more information about Marcia Dahl and talent modeling and acting opportunities here locally and nationally, visit MarciaDahlModels.com or visit her Facebook page and become a fan. Thanks, Marcia, for coming.
My pleasure, Heather Thomas.
And I am Heather Thomas.
Yes, you are, Heather Thomas.
Tallahassee Woman Magazine. Until next time, have a really great weekend.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray illumination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. It takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tint it. Truck and Car Concepts, 656-8800. Give us a call.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. Glad you've joined us. We're in the time of year when we start thinking about the spring and summertime activities up ahead, and we can't do that without thinking about our good friend Jack Rudlow, who is there faithfully taking care of all of them sea creatures at the Gulf Specimen Marine Lab. Jack Rudlow, how are you, Jack?
I'm doing wonderfully.
You look great.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, considering, you know, you and I are on the other side of 50 here. So, I mean, you know, every day is another miracle.
I confess, I just turned 71 last month. So,
yeah, for 71, my goodness. I hope I look that good when I'm 71 years old.
Yeah, well.
Of course, my wife would say, you don't look that good now. So, I mean, you know, what's the problem?
If you go beachcoming every day and you go picking up creatures as I've done for the last 50 years or so, it helps keep you a little bit younger.
Maintains the youthfulness of one's approach.
Absolutely.
Certainly in your approach to life, Jack, you're one of these folks who is, for the career that you have celebrated all these many years, having created this idea of a Gulf Marine Lab, a Gulf Specimen Marine Lab. And by the way, folks, before I forget, if you're unfamiliar with Gulf Specimen Marine Lab, do yourself a favor. Go to their website. It's real fun. It's simple enough, gulfspecimen.org. Can't forget that one. And you, my friend, have been recently nominated. I think you're one on a short list for a national award.
Yeah, it's the Environmental Law Institute's National Wetlands Award, which is kind of a big deal. But it's very appropriate that it's happening right now because, unhappily, Wakulla County has sort of lost its mind and has been trying to obliterate its wetland ordinance. At least four commissioners have, and they've said they're trying to just get rid of the wetlands area protection almost every way they can. And in a most amazing thing in my whole life has actually happened. We had a referendum where we're asking for a referendum that this be put on the ballot. Yeah. Of course, they opposed that completely. And Wakulla has strange laws basically that said it had to get 30% of the voters to sign a petition demand put on the ballot, which seemed almost 6,000 people and seemed impossible. Well, guess what? Close to 6,000 people have signed. It is now headed to the ballot. And I'm so proud of the people in Wakulla County for being able to stand up against the developers and the special interest and the old guard that has had a stranglehold on the coast for so long that I just, you know, I can't say. So I frankly hope we I get the Wetlands Award, and I hope we can use this to push it on through to protect our wetlands along not just Wakulla County, but the whole coast and the state of Florida and our beautiful springs. And all the stuff the legislature says that they're taking an interest in this year, thank God, and I hope it's true.
Well, in fact, if you were to think of Wakulla County in any other way, I mean, and I'm certainly no expert here, but, you know, I got a kayak, and I've spent a good deal of time around the, you know, St. Mark's area. What? I mean, that's wetlands is a characteristic of Wakulla County that, if anything, should be noteworthy. And so if I'm hearing you correctly, this protective position that they've maintained all these years is being challenged. And if that protection is removed, it's a sort of open season then for
close to it. Although the state and the federal regulations, there are regulations that protect it, and that's the argument of what the county commission is trying to say, or the guys, four members of the county commission, or Kessler is not one of them, and they're basically saying, "Oh, there's plenty of federal and state laws on the books." Well, the fact is that is not true. Isolated wetlands that are not connected to the water directly, except through sheet flow and swamp and overflow and intense rains when they flush those things out, those are practically open sesame. Go get them unless we have special protections, which we did have until recently when the county commission revoked them. And now we're trying to put those protections back on there.
Well, folks, if you're just getting to know Jack Rudlow, his story alone is fascinating in that as a young man, and I can say this because Jack has been on the show before, took an interest in marine life. And I guess your beginnings were sort of humble in that, you know, it's like being out there and like the rest of us, like being out there on the ocean and fishing and stuff. And then sort of by happenstance discovered there was actually money to be made. And I won't have you retell your whole story there, but folks, it is a tale to be told. And here you are post... what'd you say, 71 years old?
71, yes, right.
Congratulations. I mean,
50 years have moved past.
God and, bless you. But then this national award comes at a time, as you say, that's pretty significant for Wakulla County and other parts of Florida that sort of celebrates your efforts all these many years. I mean, you've been a real advocate then for not just marine life, but a way of life, I would think, for all of us, huh?
Yeah, right. And I hope so. And it's been kind of an ongoing battle. And, you know, it's interesting. I had a manuscript that I wrote 40 years ago, had it bound. It was the precursor of one of my books, The Living Dock. And it had all the nasty environmental battles and so on and so forth. And the publisher said, nah, this is not what I want. We want to hear about nature and so on. So I had the book bound and just put on the shelf and forgotten about. And then I suddenly, during this wetland war that erupts with Wakulla County, I happen to find the book again, open it up, and word for word, the arguments are identical. I mean, without change, private property, blah, 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 you know, and then public versus private on both sides, quite frankly. And the only difference is the seafood industry has collapsed completely. There aren't crabs, there aren't fish, there aren't anything in the near the proportions when I wrote that book 40 years ago.
Right.
The water quality is deteriorating rapidly, and it seems like the more the environmental ship is sinking, the more our detractors and our county commissioners are standing on the sinking Titanic and saying, you know, get rid of the wetlands, which is insanity.
BP oil spill has probably been one of the most
it's been devastating.
Significant,
yes.
Yeah.
And then it
remains that way.
Right. And it sickens me that both the state and the federal government are protecting, are saying, no problem, no problem. The oil's gone. It's not gone. Uh-huh. And the food chains have been disrupted. And let me tell you, when I opened some of my first book, The Sea Brings Forth, that I wrote and published in 68, and I start reading the chapters about the creatures that I would pick up on the tide flats, and then I go out to those same exact spots, and they're barren and they're empty, and we have to work twice as hard and go further out offshore. There's a whole lot less marine life.
And now we're dealing with the water flow issue in relation to, I guess, Georgia's use of the water.
Yeah, sure.
How does that impact the ecosystem?
Well, it certainly impacts it, because if you hold back the fresh water, basically the fresh water is a delivery system for all the swamps and the overflow and all the swamp and wetlands all the way up to Georgia, and that's carrying the nutrients and the swamp teas that come out, you know, the tannic acids and all that, which basically flows out into the ocean, and that provides the food for phytoplankton and all the other creatures. I mean, the spring rains, for example, the stuff we're getting right now, is almost exactly timed by nature, God, or whatever, so that when that rain comes out, there are the larval shrimp that are hatching out in that water, and there are things the size of a pinpoint are jiggling their way towards that fresh water and those nutrients and that food that's coming, and then working their way into the bays, and likewise the oysters and all the other things. And I think one of the most important things we can do at Gulf Specimen is to teach the food chain. And that's one reason we are asking for a legislative budget request that Senator Munford is putting forth, is for us to be able to bring the Seamobile and teach watersheds and get even more people down to the aquarium and learn these food chains and these connections, because once people understand them, they're empowered by them. And it may even dwindle down to some of the developers that are so headstrong about this whole thing, is the absolute necessity. Mm-hmm. And, their argument is that, we have the refuge in the national forest, and that's 80% of the coast, so let's have at the extra 20%. Well, that if we did that and we were one person, that means let's take off an arm. That's 20% of our body or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I look at it the same way.
Talking with Jack Rudlow here. He is the director of Gulf Specimen Marine Lab. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. Don't forget, if you didn't get to hear all of this show today, you can always find us online, TallahasseeTalks.com, and we'll do some follow-up with Mr. Rudlow as we continue the broadcast. You stay with us.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. But I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400, because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call, just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
Now we're talking Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're talking with Jack Rudlow here, Gulf Specimen Marine Lab. Folks, if you've just joined us, man, Mr. Rudlow has opened our eyes to what otherwise we might not have realized is really a crisis, the way you've described it. And, of course, the BP oil spill for its part. What's going on with some of the other things that you see happening, particularly with alligators? What's going on with alligators?
Well, I'm concerned. Even the state says, no problem. There are more alligators than there's ever been. Go ahead and give licenses in shooting them. And I think they're absolutely blind to really looking at the ecological consequences. When you pop off big alligators, and unfortunately, there's a TV show that really shows hurrah for killing alligators, which is really stupid and bad and destructive. But let's say, what happens when we knock off an alligator like that? Well, for one thing, you get rid of the raccoon predators. Alligators absolutely keep the waterways patrolled. The raccoons will then tend to stay away from the wading birds, which will often nest in an area which is sort of like a little island or area where they can lay their eggs around where there are alligators, and the raccoons won't get to them. So you start having a proliferation of raccoons. Then you start having everything from rabies to whatever, and there are more raccoons now than there ever.
They're eating the eggs of these nesting birds.
Yes, so they eat the eggs of yes, right. They eat the egg. That's the relationship.
Yeah.
So, it's also a Florida icon, and, I'm seeing alligators being shot left and right and ending up in fish markets and being a food. It's kind of funny. The old shrimpers and fishermen, the Greek fishermen that I worked with, you even said the word alligator. That was bad news. They turn the boat around or they throw you off because... And I'm just really wondering if our society ills are having to do with the demise of alligators. But, who knows? You can make all these connections.
I digress.
But nevertheless, I am deeply concerned about the impact. And when the alligators in Wakala Springs are down something like 60%. Mm. That's what I've heard. And a lot of other wildlife is, too. It's really, we are in a crisis of Florida. We've got to stop playing games. We've got to get a nature-based economy and ecotourism, real ecotourism involving everybody. And the way we do that is we involve people. So we are hoping that our legislative budget request gets some funding somewhere this year.
Well, and folks, this is a guy who has put his life where his mouth is in terms of providing us a view of that delicate ecosystem for his own part with this Gulf Specimen Marine Lab. If you've not participated in that, you've never been there, do yourself a big favor. What a great place to learn more about how this whole thing works. And Jack and his staff do such a great job for so many people in really just helping us understand better. And you've got an event coming up. Let's see, May the 18th is your annual.
Our Sharks and Chablis.
Sharks and Chablis. Which last year was really celebrated because we had Allie, the sea turtle.
Yeah,
who was being returned to the wild shortly thereafter.
She came in comatose. A fisherman brought her in. This was a 230-pound turtle. It was a lot less than that. And
she
over
was
the
beautiful.
Course of a year.
Beautiful.
Animal. Yeah. And we brought her around to life. And when we let her go at Bald Point State Park, there were over 1,000 people that came
Isn't
to say
amazing?
Bye.
Cool.
And it was an amazing event, and it shows how much people really love turtles.
And she was a great example for all of us, not just
right.
of the turtle world, but even the human world, in which I found it interesting. She was very comfortable in her temporary home there in this massive tank, and you could walk right up to the wall of that tank and look over in there, and she'd come up and those big gorgeous eyes of hers and kind of look at you like, hi, you know.
it was like
a horse or a I mean, I was really surprised that she was that social, I guess. She was charming.
She was,
yeah.
And
great animal.
You know, we're glad. We hope for the best. We wish the state would have allowed us to put a radio tag on there, but there was so much bureaucracy. Mm. And unfortunately, the state is getting, and the federal government is getting into too much control over turtles. We all want to protect them, but they're building a bureaucracy to the extent that it's being built. I'm getting very worried about.
Well, folks, there are some things that we need to pay attention to. Fortunately for all of us, Jack has a fanciful side as well, and other folks have noticed that you are really a big kid when it comes to this whole enterprise, and so much so that I understand that they've named what is it, a jellyfish after you?
Oh yeah, Carousella rudloi, and this was a box jellyfish, a stinging jellyfish, which belongs to the group that's in Australia that's killed more people than sharks. And it's one I found in Madagascar when I was collecting for the Smithsonian back in 1964, and it took this many years, and they found it was different. So I feel quite honored to have a stinging jellyfish named after me.
Indeed.
And
yes,
you know, I hope I can continue to inflict stings in the bad places where they need to be.
Well, you're buoyant, you kind of float around, and yet you mess with me. And I will remind you that I can deliver a punch.
That's right. And these box jellyfishes, we have them here, a different species, but they're transparent. You can almost read a newspaper through them. You'll never see them.
Isn't that something?
If you get whacked by one of them, you really won't like it.
You're not going to like that very much. Well,
no.
So folks, be fairly warned, not only in terms of the real jellyfish, but the metaphorical as well in Jack Rudlow, who stands up for us and stands up for our wetlands and our marine creatures. You've got some other things going on too with your Gulf Specimen Marine Lab. What's kind of the latest?
Oh, well, we're playing octopus games. Octopuses are something that we really have been very interested in over the years. And we had, a couple of years ago, we had the octopus predict the winner of the Super Bowl.
Yes.
So they had no problem picking out that the, they had problems picking out whether that was the New York Giants over the New England Patriots.
But
at the last minute, they were sort of in a big huddle about the thing. And then a similar thing happened with the Auburn game, which was a great misunderstanding. It looked like the octopus picked the wrong one.
We referred to it as the FSU game.
I'm sorry, the FSU
game.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, the octopus is all, there's a choice box which has a crab in each side, one marked Auburn and the other FSU.
Right.
And the octopus is all piled in on the Auburn side. We're grabbing the octopus and fighting over it. And while that was going on, another octopus comes screaming across the tank, lifts up the lid, grabs the crab, and goes running off to the other side.
And that was the FSU crab.
And that was the FSU crab that got it. So, you know, it depends on how you interpret it, this thing.
So did you happen to name that particular octopus Winston, or
no? no. It's hard. What's
grab the ball and run like crazy.
Grab the ball and run like crazy, but it was very similar. Now, I have to say, we didn't, well, this didn't publicize because we didn't have time. Actually, because of the Wetland Awards. Anyway, the Super Bowl this last time. Okay, here's what happened. We put the choice box in with the logos, and all the octopus came streaming straight across, lifted up the Seahawk one,
yes,
grabbed it, and ran off. And it took about 3 seconds for it to happen.
Wow.
Now remember what happened in the game.
We do recall. Yes.
Right.
The Seattleites especially.
Yes, right. So there was no question about the decision of that thing, and that it played out completely.
Hey, apparently the octopuses have a real insight.
They're connected.
On sports outcome.
Right. Well, think about that a little bit. How can an octopus underwater in a tank, everything else, predict a World Series and things like that?
Gosh. Well, folks, this is the kind of fun that Jack Rudlow has brought to so many people for so many years. Again, I want to encourage you to make a part of your weekend activities. Get down there. The Gulf Specimen Marine Lab is such a great place for families, for anybody who wants to really understand how this part of the world works. And again, their website, gulfspecimen.org, is available to you. And he's got this great little event that they call Sharks and Chablis. It's a fundraiser. It's a good way to participate and learn. If you don't do it any other time of year, make sure you get there. That's coming up May the 18th, correct?
May the 18th. Yes, it is.
We'll learn more about that, and we'll have news for you folks as we go forward, as we approach that date. Jack, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Brian.
Never enough time to learn more, but we'll have you come back real soon if you can. Folks, that's what we want to do here. We want to keep you talking about those things that are most important to our community. So we'll look forward to having you back here after the top of the break. We've got ABC News coming up. So stay with me. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
The possibility of a concussion is a reality for anyone who is active in sports or physical activity. Tallahassee Orthopedic Clinic has opened its regional concussion center, providing baseline and post-concussion testing to aid in evaluation and treatment. The TOC Foundation is proud to offer baseline concussion testing as a community service for only $20. Call today for an appointment, 877-8174.
Skies on Saturday will be mainly sunny with just a few passing clouds during the day. Highs will be in the high 60s at the coast to near 70 inland, with overnight lows across the Big Bend near the 50-degree mark. Winds will be east around 10 miles per hour, becoming offshore near the coast during the afternoon. Seas will be 2 to 3 feet, with protected waters a smooth to light chop. Sunday will feature a mixture of sun and clouds, with highs around 70 for most of the Florida Panhandle and lows overnight in the low 50s. Winds will be from the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Seas will be 1 foot or less, and protected waters will be smooth. After a rainy week, water levels for rivers in the Florida Panhandle are high, with some expected to come close to action or minor flooding stage. Caution is advised near all rivers, lakes, and streams this weekend. With your Tallahassee Talks weekend weather update, I'm forecaster Lauren Visson.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Thanks for staying with us in the second hour here. We've got a great lineup again for you. Deborah Herman will be with us talking about OLLIE, which is the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, and all that entails regarding those 50 and older who continue their pursuit of knowledge and wisdom. OLLIE does a great job of providing classes and all kinds of activities. So we'll learn about that. And in keeping with that theme, today marks the beginning of senior games for us post 50 crowd. If you're 50 or older, you want to make sure that you check out the senior games over there, and that starts today. It's a 19 sport annual competition for men and women age 50 and older, and it's handled by the City of Tallahassee Parks and Recreation. They host the event. And so you want to check that out. That's kind of a cool thing, even if you're not going to participate. They got all kinds of different sports, archery and cycling, and it's a lot of fun to participate and or to observe. By the way, this portion of the show is brought to you by our good friends at Canopy Roads Cafe. You guys know about this? Canopy Road? I said Canopy Roads, Canopy Road Cafe. Well, they're an institution. They're a Tallahassee breakfast institution. They serve breakfast all day, and they've been doing this for almost 10 years. They have two locations. They're headquartered in Midtown, and then they have their sister location over there on Capitol Circle, northeast, just north of Centerville Road. So if you're heading north on Capitol Circle, they're going to be on your left. Good landmark would be Lowe's. If you're across this Capitol Circle, on the west side of Capitol Circle, across from Lowe's. But they specialize in all kinds of down-home American, family-friendly kind of meals. They're a modern diner that is sort of a tribute to the American idea of a diner from days past, and specialize in breakfast and lunch. Lots of innovative twists that set them apart from some of the other more common run-of-the-mill sort of restaurants. Very friendly and very customer-friendly. But all kinds of folks you'll find showing up at Canopy Road Cafe. Make sure you stop in this week. Make that a part of your lunch or breakfast experience. So here we are on this Saturday in March, and celebrating all that we are as a community and all that we bring from week to week around town. And this show is devoted to that conversation. Glad you've made it part of your morning. And we like you to be involved in the conversation. You can do so, by the way, if you want to post comments at our Facebook page. That's a great little spot, facebook.com, and then you go to Tallahassee Talks, simple enough. Or if you'd like to, go to the website, TallahasseeTalks.com. All the shows that we've broadcast in our now 3 years, we're in our fourth season, bringing you what is going on around town. That's what we do. And it's all archived there for you. You can click on the archive tab on the site there and pull up the show that you've missed or would like to hear again. I mean, we've had everybody from President Eric Barron to Brian Norris with his what is it called? Love at Work Ministry, the group that does the summer camping programs for kids that go over and build access ramps and repair houses for disabled folks and seniors and such over there in Gaston County. It's a great little effort. But those are the kinds of folks we like to know about. You know, anywhere in town that something's going on that you and I are talking about, well, that's what we're about. And we wouldn't want to ignore the fact that FSU sports is a big part of this town. We certainly know that because of FSU, we've once again attained some national notoriety. And our beloved men's basketball team has had sort of a late season turnaround. They've won several of their last few games, and they're playing again tomorrow afternoon, playing Syracuse. We've got Tim Linnefelt standing by to talk a little bit about that in the Linnefelt Sports Report. And so we'll have Tim join us here momentarily and learn more about not only men's basketball, but FSU baseball. They're 10-1. They've got what appears to be, I mean, they've certainly got the bats and the arms and the legs to have a shot at that national title one more time. For those of us who are FSU baseball fans, we try not to talk about that because we don't want to jinx anything. But nonetheless, there they are doing their part to keep things moving forward in the right direction. Want to give a little bit of a shout-out again to Tallahassee Woman Magazine. They're hosting the first ever Women Who Mean Business. And you can make nominations. This is a neat idea. You can nominate someone that you know who has contributed to the community and who is in business. And you go to their website, it's TalWomanMag.com. Thank you, Heather Thomas, for making sure I get that right. TalWomanMag.com. And you can you can nominate somebody for one of the various categories they have. That's an event coming up April the 30th. It's an example of the kind of thing that goes on around town with people like Heather Thomas, who bring us Women to Watch every now and then. And we learn about some of these very interesting people who, for their part, contribute to the quality of life. So, folks, that's what we do here. We bring you all the news that we can gather inside of 2 hours with some of the most interesting and exciting guests that we can find. We've got one of those folks standing by, and we're going to get to that here just a minute. With Tim Linnefelt, the Linnefelt Sports Report. But before we do that, we've got Emily Brown standing by with Challenger Learning Center and the IMAX UMAX report. Emily?
I'm Emily Brown with this week's IMAX UMAX update. The Challenger IMAX Theater wishes a hearty congratulations to Gravity, one of the big winners at last weekend's Academy Awards. The film snagged 7 Oscars, including Best Director, Best Cinematography, Best Film Editing, and Best Visual Effects. This weekend is your last chance to see Gravity 3D on the giant screen at the Challenger Center. This film will play Saturday at 2 p.m. and Sunday at 1 p.m. Be sure to check it out on the largest screen in town. RoboCop also premieres this weekend. It's the year 2028 in a dystopic and crime-ridden Detroit. A terminally wounded cop returns to the force as a powerful cyborg, haunted by submerged memories. Man and machine become one in the IMAX remastered film RoboCop, now playing at the Challenger IMAX. For these showtimes and more, visit ChallengerTLH.com. With IMAX UMAX, I'm Emily Brown.
Thanks, Emily. Appreciate that. Update on the IMAX theater. Folks, coming up after the break, we've got the Linnefelt Sports Report for you, so stay with me. Tim Linnefelt will bring us all things FSU sports.
Witten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Witten Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Witten's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Witten is known for taking care of business. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781. The best place for conversation. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we have Tim Linnefelt in studio. The Linnefelt Sports Report is on the air. And Tim, you are looking rather dapper here today. You look good. You look like you're in the groove. And
I just got a haircut.
That's what it is. Haircuts are always helpful. Talking FSU baseball and talking men's basketball and anything else you want to talk about.
Sure.
Especially with all of the hype and excitement around Mr. Winston, who pitched a save the other day, did he not?
He did. He is the gift that keeps on giving for the sports fan in this community. You know, he leaves the field in Pasadena, winning a national championship, and you know, usually if you're a fan, you have to at least wait a couple months for spring football to see him again. But he gets right back at it on the baseball field, and at least heading into the second game against South Florida earlier this week, he had an ERA of 0 as a pitcher and a 1,000 batting average as a hitter. Now, that comes with the caveat that he only had a couple of plate appearances this year. But still, if you're just looking at him from the numbers, it just kind of like you smile and shake your head and say, is there anything this kid can't do? It's been a pretty remarkable couple of months for FSU athletics and for James,
of course.
Somebody
posted on our Facebook page, does he play basketball?
You know, how bad could he be?
I mean, so apparently it's become a bit unusual then for the sports information director and others there at FSU baseball to have this kind of furor going on.
I really think that it's unprecedented. I was talking with some of my colleagues the other day, and I said, you know, is Jameis Winston the most famous college baseball player of all time, or the most famous person to play college baseball? Huh. You know, Mike Martin, after they played their exhibition with the New York Yankees last week, said, you know, his popularity and the sort of drive that people have to see him and be around him is unlike anything that they've ever had in their program. And this is a program that 5 years ago had Buster Posey, who, you know, has won 2 World Series and an MVP. So they have had plenty of star power. But but Jameis is an athlete that he transcends college baseball. He really transcends you know, all just the idea of the typical student athlete. I mean, he's, you know, like Johnny Manziel was, you know, he's probably right now the most famous college athlete in America. And, you know, it's kind of interesting to think, you know, in football, you've got, you know, between a 60 and 90,000 seat stadium that kind of provides in a way a layer of insulation between the fans and the outside world, so to speak, and the players on the field. Uh-huh. Well, at a baseball field, you know, especially when they go on the road, some of these stadiums hold 2,000, 3,000 people, and it's a much more relaxed atmosphere. You've got fans lining up along the, you know, the fence along the first baseline, lining up around the dugout, much more accessible to the athletes, which is great if you're a fan and you're seeking an autograph or a handshake or a high five. But if you're, you know, one of the handlers at FSU or one of the people that are looking out for them, oh my gosh, it's got to be a nightmare because there's just no way to stop it.
Yeah. And in that regard, when you got a guy like Jameis Winston, it gets even crazier. Huh?
Sure. Well, and you know, the funny thing about him is if he didn't have the gregarious personality that he does, you know, it might not be a very positive thing. But you know, I watched him in Jacksonville stand and sign autographs for 125 people. He stood there for 30 minutes, and the only reason he even left was because the bus was getting ready to go. The team was loaded up on the bus. The coaches were all gone, and finally they're like, "Hey, we got to go." So it really is a pretty remarkable thing, and it's been fun talking to some of the baseball teammates who you know, a lot of them aren't used to this level of attention, and Florida State baseball gathers a lot more attention than a usual college baseball program.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, it's like having a rock star in the clubhouse, but you know, there's, at least from to a man, they said, you know, there's no resentment. He doesn't act like a you know, a big deal or like he's above the rest of the team. He just wants to be a teammate, and that's what they all say, and I'm inclined to believe it.
And here they're sitting at 10-1, which is not a bad place to be this season. Although it is early, but Jim Crosby wrote the other day, this may be the year. I mean, would you say that they've got a shot at the national title?
Yeah, that's such a loaded idea around FSU baseball, given the whole stigma with the College World Series.
Yeah, don't even talk about it.
But do they have the capability of? Absolutely. Their lineup is very good. They have one of the best hitters in college baseball in DJ Stewart. They have what has to be their best weekend rotation, three-game rotation in years. And, you know, when you come to Omaha, you got to have three capable pitchers, and they think that they have three much better than capable pitchers.
Yeah,
and that's one thing that, you know, honestly maybe was missing. Even, you know, in the Buster Posey years, you know, they didn't have the pitching to keep up.
Yeah.
So
gotta have the dugout.
So do I think there's reason to believe? Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
So when we talk about Florida State men's basketball, it's not been quite the darling season thus far, but they have turned things around.
It's been a darling couple of weeks anyway. Yeah, you know, it's funny to think how quickly things turn around over there. And this has been kind of a calling card for Leonard Hamilton. The idea of, you know, sometimes they take a little while to get it together, especially December, January, February. But by late February, early March, they've usually got it together. And you know, they're in a situation now where they've won four of their last five. Really should have won that fifth game against North Carolina with a 15-point lead in the first half. And remarkably, after beating Boston College the other night, they ensured that they will finish at 500 or better in ACC play for six straight years, which is a really pretty impressive feat. And then, of course, there's the big game tomorrow afternoon, 2:00 against number 7 Syracuse, which would really kind of give FSU the signature win that a lot of people think would almost boost them certainly into the NCAA tournament. And you know, it really comes at a good time. Syracuse is struggling. And they started the season 25-0, looked, you know, really, really great, and now they've lost four of their last five and lost to the same Boston College team that FSU beat the other night. So it should be a really fun atmosphere in the Civic Center tomorrow. I think it will be sold out. You know, there's a lot on the line in the last game of the season, last regular season game of the season, and usually the atmospheres for FSU basketball, especially a big time opponent, are usually a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to seeing how they respond, knowing that, you know, like you said, despite everything that they kind of went through to get to this point, here they are.
They are. Tim Lenefeld here talking the Lenefeld Sports Report, one of our very special features. Tim, it's good having you with us. And by the way, folks, Tim is the editor for Osceola Magazine. And if you don't know about this, shame on you. Osceola Magazine, its printed copy or the edition that last came out was the commemorative edition for Florida State University football. And if you haven't purchased your copy, we can make that happen for you. If you go to our website, TallahasseeTalks.com, you'll see a link there taking you right to the shopping cart. It's at a very special low price for all of our Tallahassee Talks listeners. And those of you who are fans of FSU and fans of Tim Linnefelt here, the Tim Linnefelt Sports Report, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Thanks for being with us, Tim.
Thank you, Brian. Anytime.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man. What's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray elimination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. Like I said, it comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tin it. Truck and Car Concepts, 656-8800. Give us a call.
Whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we are here with Deborah Herman and with John Van Giesen. See, I practiced, so I've got that correctly spoken. Folks, these two young people are very entertaining and have enlightened me already with this enterprise known as Ollie, which... if you're not careful, you could mistakenly think that it's OSHA, but in fact, it's the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. Did I do that correctly?
Yes.
Deborah.
It's the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute.
Okay, so Deborah Herman, you are the executive director. By the way, welcome.
Thank you,
You're
Brian.
Looking great there, by the way.
Thank you.
John can't say so. Well, okay. I guess you're
not
all right.
Too bad. Yeah.
It's been
not
a while, though, John. You know, life
a little
comes
grayer,
at us.
Yeah.
Look who's talking. So, so how are you?
I'm good. How
yeah?
are you?
I'm doing well.
Yeah,
and here we are on this lovely Saturday in March talking about what the folks at Ollie are all about, this Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. And I have to confess, I mean, I'm probably terribly uninformed. Most of you listening right now are going, come on, Brian, you knew about this. And I'm really learning a whole lot that I didn't know. Osher, for it's this gentleman, Bernard Osher, who is the philanthropist, right?
He is.
He's the sort of the author of this idea and has done a fair amount of helping to get it off the ground. Tell us about Bernard Osher.
Bernard Osher is a philanthropist, and he currently lives in San Francisco, and he also lived in Maine. So he supports lifelong learning institutes that are connected with universities across the country. Uh-huh. And there are currently 117 Ollies.
Ah, uh-huh. So in that regard, he is not just involved with Florida State University. This is something that he's had passion for across the globe, it sounds like.
He has. Yeah. He has passion to want to see the older generations engaged and being socially available and learning and, you know, redefining.
And for guys like John and I, that's good because the Ollie is all about those who we gently refer to as seniors, the 50-plus crowd. Okay, so I plead guilty there. John, you not only got involved as a participant, as a member, somehow you looked away and they elected you president of this organization. You've been serving for how many years now, 2 or 3 years, or?
No, it's a one-year term.
Oh, it is, okay.
And it ends at the end of March.
Oh, okay.
It's kept me busy.
I mean.
It's been a lot of fun.
What does the president of Ollie do? What are your duties, sir?
Well, a lot of planning. We do so much. We have classes. We have activities. We have trips. We have social events. Mm. But, I mean, we're very active, particularly from September to May. And we'll talk about our May program in a little bit.
And so there are those, let's call them social events or the groups that are part of Ollie that you can participate in, you know, hiking, I guess, or whatever you do. What are some of those clubs, Deborah?
We have a book club. We have a writers group, which has a published anthology.
Okay.
We have a walking club that started, a travel club, Spanish club,
Eco team.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea being that you've got all of these
benefits,
groups that are based on or focused on areas of interest. Is that how you got involved, John? You were looking for some stuff to do, or how did that happen?
My number one focus was the classes.
Ah.
I don't remember which came first. I was taking online courses, and then Ollie. I think Ollie came first, and I also started taking online courses. But I heard about it somewhere. I think I read something in the paper, and I said, yeah, that's what I want to do.
Sounds like a plan.
And, you know, classes at FSU taught by many of their best professors.
Yeah. Yeah, you sport a rather sizable, impressive list of instructors and such, right?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes.
These are the real deal. The mm-hmm. folks that are teaching these courses have a great deal of experience and knowledge to offer. And yet, as a member, from what I understand, I pay an annual fee, about $100 a year, $110
mm-hmm. $110 a year.
$110 a year. And then for those individual courses I'm interested in, there's a registration fee for that.
Mm-hmm.
Give us an example of some of the coursework that you offer.
Well, today I was supposed to be taking a class in dance in the movies, but unfortunately the instructor got sick, so we have to put it off. And that's about, we've had gypsies, flamenco, Indian dancers from India, English country dancing, and it's been really fascinating. I've taken a class taught by Rodney Anderson, who's a really special history professor at FSU, on the run-up to World War II, what happened in the 30s, you know, to bring it with the Japanese and the Germans to make World War II possible. Yeah,
right.
I bet a lot is said there about Rich Chamberlain, right?
We've talked about old Neville.
And, you know, the fact that came up in my mind when we talk about what's going on currently in the Ukraine. And the world's attitude, well, you know, it's really not our deal. And that was pretty much Chamberlain's attitude about Hitler.
We actually discussed that yesterday in the context of what happened in the 30s.
Yeah, history does tend to repeat itself, does it not? Yeah. Well, so here we are, folks. We're talking with the very lovely Deborah Herman and the equally lovely John Van Giesen. These folks have devoted themselves to this thing called OLLI, Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. Which sounds like a pretty good value. I mean, against what it would cost you to pay, you know, for this kind of educational opportunity and all the fun stuff that goes along with it, all these groups and stuff, $110 a year, not bad. So we're going to learn more as we stay through the rest of the hour here about some of the courses they're offering. We've got some events coming up. You find with the fact that we're talking about people, let's say 50-plus, those folks who are coming back into the educational, do they have a lot of catching up to do, do you find?
Catching up in,
well, in terms of let's say, computer technologies or the state of the knowledge that, you know, maybe they took a U.S. history course or a world history course back, you know, 40 years ago, and a lot has changed.
Right. Well, you know what's interesting is, people want to take classes that they did not have the opportunity to delve into.
So it's expansive
during their
them.
Career.
I get it.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you know, even in current events, we have a class that's ending today for the 6 weeks. It's called Arab Spring and the Decolonization of Africa. Very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, in light of current events. Yeah. And you know, we have a course. It's a national course called Great Decisions.
Huh.
And
what's that about?
They have talked about current
issues.
It's
global issues. I took it, but it was about 3 years ago, and it changes every semester.
It might be things like Department of State.
Yeah, what's happening in China? Right, in the Middle East comes up all the time.
Undoubtedly,
obviously, you know, maybe a place like Venezuela, they're having a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Turkey.
Yeah.
Turkey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Trade. They talked about trade yesterday.
Are those folks that are registering for these classes oftentimes themselves it's still in business. I mean, 50 is actually pretty young. I can say that. I'm 58. So
well,
they're little kids.
Not everybody's retired, and we are getting more and more people who are working. So we have noon lectures, so some people can come over during lunchtime. And we have night classes now and Saturday classes. So we've had some interesting ones like dining in Florence at the Publix Cooking School.
And you got to love
and
that.
Wines of Italy.
So these are
the front porch.
This is cool stuff. What's the most unusual course that you offer, do you think? You mentioned the dancing and films, and then that's got to rank up there. That's a cool
the
that's
most
a cool
unusual?
We have I would tout Madeline Carr.
Yeah.
Who's a PhD from former newspaper woman. She's English, actually half Swiss and half English, but she worked in the music industry in England. And she teaches, she's just a fantastic historian. She teaches a lot of good stuff about the history of this area. We did a class, this is one of my favorites, in Jukes, in North Florida. The old Juke joints.
Yeah.
Where they were and what they were like and what happened there.
How clever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Folks, we're in tune here with Deborah Herman and John Van Geese, and we're talking about OLLIE, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. For those who are 50 and older and would like to be a member and like to participate in their coursework and in all their activities, you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. But I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
The most talked about topics in town. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
If you have just joined us, we're talking with Deborah Herman, who is the executive director for OLLIE, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, along with her good colleague and friend, John Van Geesen. He's the president. For another, few months, and then
we're
going to kick
weeks.
You out. Is that how it works? Yeah. And, of course, John, for his part, trying to keep it between the lines and probably trying to keep Deborah from overworking herself. Deborah Herman and I have go back a ways when you were with Catholic Charities for a long time. You're a dynamo from what I can imagine or what I observe, and can imagine that in this setting nothing has changed. So consequently, OLLIE has a lot of its activity and its effort in so many different areas. You got a cruise that you're doing, and tell us about some of the extracurricular stuff that's coming up.
Okay, well, we formed a partnership with Semester at Sea, which is through the Institute of Shipboard Education out of the University of Virginia. And what they do is they have cruises. Or they actually say voyages around the world for students. And they actually do a semester at sea, and they earn credits. And then in the off time, they offer it to lifelong learners, so the 50 and older crowd.
Right.
And so we became partners with them a couple of years ago. And we've had people go to Central and South America for 2, 3, 4 weeks. We've had, last summer, we had people go to St. Petersburg, Russia, and down to Morocco, to Monaco, over to Italy, up the coast of France. They had a wonderful time. And this summer, we're doing the same thing. And they'll be going to St. Petersburg and on one segment, St. Petersburg, Russia on one segment. And the other segment, they'll be going over to Iceland. Very interesting.
This is an organization that has been around a while. I mean, I didn't realize this either. Close to 25 years. You started back in
1991.
And it was titled the Senior Academy at that time.
And correct. And then Academy at FSU. So they had two different names. Then about 5 years ago, we became involved with Bernard Osher. Uh-huh. And so therefore, the name changed to the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute.
Right. And so, John, you would say that indeed there should never be a sort of threshold or a end point for learning. I mean, true to its name, you know, it doesn't matter. You still have opportunity to learn. Do you find with students that that are part of the coursework that they are motivated to stay with you from year to year? They don't just come in for a couple of classes and drop.
Oh, we have very high mm-hmm. return rate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what is the size of your membership now?
Over 850 really? Members.
Is that a growing number from your experience?
We were at less than 500, a couple of years ago?
Really?
Not very long, yeah.
Not very long ago, correct.
Right. So then the whole business of computer technology, of course, mm-hmm. has made that a lot easier. Do you offer courses in, you know, I've got friends who are clients of ours who will be in tears when I call them occasionally because they cannot figure out how to copy and paste uh-huh. a photo, you know, and I feel so badly for them. And so I usually try to, you know,
try to guide them
through this, right? So are you offering those kinds of things as
we
well?
We do. We have courses in iPad and iPhone because the new technology's out. We have computer classes. We just had one at TCC that ended the other day on, what's it called, Computer Basic Extravaganza. And it was talking about Word and Excel
right.
and PowerPoint and
photos
and videos on the computer.
Yeah.
And now people want to have courses just in Word or just in PowerPoint or something.
There's interest in Facebook courses. You have to remember that
right. Blogging.
Most, probably just about all of our members have grandchildren.
Yeah.
And they want to be in touch with those kids as much as they possibly can.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So that's been a growing segment of that whole Facebook environment is the folks that, as you say, are...
Yeah.
Trying to keep in touch with their kids and their mm-hmm. grandkids, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And digital photography, and then how to upload those photos and into the various social medias.
You know, one of our guests, Simon Anderson, pointed out here some time ago, we had him on the show, and he talked about the disparity between the group that is, I think he calls it organic or sort of resident technologists, the people who grew up with cable, who grew up with Microsoft and Google. And so for them, they are so far ahead of the other group of folks who are the immigrants. So those of us who've had to come into this, some of us kicking and screaming. And I mean, I still have friends who go, hey, you know what? I have no interest. I have clients who don't have any knowledge of how to use the computer for their own businesses. They have somebody else do that for them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that folks who are engaged in your coursework are a bit more, let's say, open-minded, or they are more aggressive generally?
I would say absolutely. A lot of us who have retired fairly recently, you know, do learn computers at work and computer technology.
Oh.
We used email all the time and everything. So
yeah.
we came in with a fairly good background. We're not like our kids who can, you know, fix any problem you have in 13 seconds.
It's remarkable.
But not everybody, right?
Yeah.
Because we have, really, we have very few people who don't use emails now. I think out of 850, we had 19.
Okay.
No, 22 people that did not use email.
Okay.
So, It's growing, and you know they really do want to learn how to use the computer. So not everybody is.
What are your most popular courses? Would you say what's the trending, if there is any, among this population? Is it in the technology areas you mentioned? History. Are there those topics that seem to just really resonate with
history is popular.
50 plus
I think
science.
Music classes, science. There's a big science constituency. The thing about technology is there's a lot of interest, but the classes have to be limited. We have, you know, a room with, what, 20 computer terminals, and that's as many as you can put in there.
15 to 24, maybe, if we use TCC.
Incidentally, then, the courses generally run for what length of time? How many weeks or how often do they meet, that kind of stuff?
6 weeks, 2 hours at a time. So it's total of 12 hours.
I got you. Okay.
Or 3 weeks, as will come up in May.
Yes.
In May, we have a three-week semester, or three-week term, I should say. And we do have, let's see, we have eight classes that will be a six-week course. And then we have two classes that will be a 12-hour course, or essentially a six-week.
Okay, and I can join online. I think I've got this right. The website is olli.fsu.edu, so that's going to be O-L-L-I. And then .fsu.edu. They've got a Facebook page as well, and you might imagine, facebook.com and then slash Olli, O-L-L-I.
At FSU.
At FSU. So I can do that. I can become a member easily enough, and then I can also register for courses at your website as well, correct?
Correct. And April 24th will be the opening of the registration for May. And registration for the May master costs $20, and then the courses vary in amounts depending on the length of the time.
What a great idea. Folks, I appreciate you being here today. We've learned a whole lot more than we knew before. Olli, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, our good friend Deborah Herman, who is the executive director, and her lively colleague and sprightly young man he is, John Van Giesen, who is serving as president currently, but only for another few weeks, and then he's off to Asia or Afghanistan maybe, or somewhere in the Middle East.
You never know.
We never know where John may end up, on some mountaintop somewhere.
Peru.
Helping those poor souls who are looking to find their way. Folks, we appreciate you being here. That's what we've got for you this week. Tallahassee Talk with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning, every Saturday from 9 to 11 here at 93.3 FM, our flagship station here in Tallahassee. We appreciate you being with us every week and look forward to having you come back again. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
The possibility of a concussion is a reality for anyone who is active in sports or physical activity. Tallahassee Orthopedic Clinic has opened its regional concussion center, providing baseline and post-concussion testing to aid in evaluation and treatment. The TOC Foundation is proud to offer baseline concussion testing as a community service for only $20. Call today for an appointment, 877-8174.